Welcome to the Metacafe Futurelink podcast, where we explore the latest trends, technologies, and ideas shaping to the future of the internet and beyond. I have today Vadi Efel. Welcome, Vadi.
Hi, Chidem.
We met Vadi in South by Southwest in Austin this year during my panel, which I was moderating panel AI in marketing. And we met him with Vadi in South by Southwest in the first time, but your is second time, right? In South by Southwest.
Actually, it's my fourth time this
fourth
year.
Fourth time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Your experience on me. What was your experience this year, Vadi?
Yeah, this year is completely busy. You know, there is so much going on. I love that there is so much about entertainment, music, plus technology and innovation. And, you know, AI is the hot topic, definitely. And there's a great energy, so many panels and events to follow and people to interact, inspiring people. And, you know, so like it's been a couple of days and we finally met.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. It's really intense and diverse. It's really hard to like meet your friends or make a plan with them because you're trying to catch very, very good conferences and speeches and launches and events and entertainment, right? It's so vibrant. And it's for me, South by Southwest, it was a dream when I was living in Istanbul and when I was working on marketing field. And always I was reading about like what happened South by Southwest this year, right? And what is most excited for you to come here to Austin every year?
Yeah, so like my first experience was 10 years ago. And the feeling you have here is you feel like on top of the world. Because you can learn what's going to be in the future, what's going to be today and tomorrow in innovation and what's going to change the world, you know? And you meet so many inspiring people. You meet artists, you meet CEOs, entrepreneurs, and you can learn a lot and you can interact with them. That's super cool. Everybody's down to earth. So that's the feeling I have. So, and I actually started planning what to do, where to go, like weeks ago. Even planning some meetings months ago, and now it's executing, you know, every hour. So it's a great feeling, a lot of energy.
A lot of energy, definitely. And we both like entrepreneur, and we both like, you had your agency and you exited and you moved to directly, actually like from Istanbul to Austin, right?
I moved to California.
Like, yeah, tell me about this short story.
So after I had my exit in my last company, 2019, so actually I first came to New York and stayed a month and then had like a coast-to-coast road trip to get to know a little bit the US ecosystem and get some inspiration. And then settled in California and stayed in California in Los Angeles 1.5 years. I loved it. Los Angeles is so diverse and media, entertainment, and technology meeting each other. Plus culture and hospitality is really a place to live, a unique place in the world. In pandemic, actually, I stayed some time in Austin, did some investments, and I also have some family here. And then after the pandemic, got back to California and now back to LA. Yes, it's more than 2 years. So it's my fifth year now in the US, and it's been quite a journey.
Definitely quite a journey. And I know like what you're doing, what you're trying to do in US, and you're still in like ad business, right? And sort of like ad business and marketing field. I'd like to learn what is like, is it a lost situation on your company, like Bezalike?
So what I used to do before, I always worked on digital advertising and focused on multimedia. So audio and video. I started my career in a video content and advertising company. And that my agency was a full service digital marketing company. Now in the US, you know, it's a huge global market. And I wanted to do something more deep dive, still advertising technology, still audio and visual. And we created a marketplace for podcasters and YouTube channels focused on business-related advertising. So B2B and topics like technology, finance, and, you know, like industry-focused content marketing. So we currently work with more than 2,000 creators. And made deals with more than 40 ad networks. So we sell their inventory. We have a dashboard for advertisers where startups and also brands like marketing teams can connect and access to insights from podcasters and YouTube channels. And we created our own API. So you basically choose what your target audience is, what your work focus is, and then you can get insights. You can have daily follow the conversations, create a media list, and you can do brand activation. You can create some interviews or launch ad campaigns. So we have raised some money and worked with some accelerator in California, in Long Beach. And then since a couple of months, we were working on a new version of the platform. We just launched actually in South by Southwest. And now the next step will be definitely, you know, leveraging artificial intelligence, because we do a lot of smart matching for advertising brands and creators. And we want to use, you know, like AI to have a better match. And we want to use marketing automation, you know, generative AI for audio, visual, ad spot and campaign creation. I think there is tremendous potential there. So yeah, our revenue is growing, our team is growing. And I think, yeah, we have a bright future now this year.
Exactly. It's really promising. Also, your field, it's promising. Text to audio, audio to text, like artificial intelligence really complemented it. Your business, also mine. Like, I'm helping to like startups, tech startups, marketing and content strategy, and also media placement, like in PR. And like all of this, and your job is my job, is the artificial intelligence, like really helping us, helping our business, like complemented it. And I'm excited from today for the next year in South by Southwest. I was wondering, what was your favorite event during South by Southwest in Austin this year?
I always enjoy Fast Company and INC meetups. So I start my day there early. You know, you can start with some inspiring panels. And the Founder House, especially hosting like inspiring entrepreneurs, listening to their stories, you know, and also creator economy events, because I focus on that ecosystem. So I had the opportunity to join and meet up with some creators and listen to their stories. And it's always like a good to see how they create exposure with their audience, how they build the audience, and then how they can create an engagement for brands they work with. So also your panel was quite inspiring.
Oh, thank
and
you.
Yeah, it was like actually one of the speakers was, you know, working on AI marketing tools. So I'm going to definitely check it out. Yeah. And also the other speaker and has this like, you know, pet AI. I'm quite curious about it. Yeah. And you were also moderating a meeting. Thanks for that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for this great feedback. And I'm really happy to finally host you on my podcast, Vlady, because we are speaking a lot of things like about like our businesses, startup ecosystems, and always trying to help and each other. And it's really important. If you are interested, like podcasts and YouTube ads, and please find and Vlady and Busy Like, and you can reach out of him. Thank you. Thank you for your insights and great feedback, Vlady.
Yeah, thanks for hosting me, Chidam, and thanks for creating this great content for ecosystem. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, and we will see you next MetaCafe Future League session. And until then, goodbye.